welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 55 years ago, today in 1970, Earth Day, founded by American politician and conservationist Gaylord Anton Nelson, helped ignite the environmental movement and rapidly evolved into a significant international event, highlighting the importance of environmental protection and awareness across the globe. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3+ feet throughout the morning, offering some fun rides. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 3 mph, which may create some bumps as the day progresses. Keep an eye out for conditions to shift later on. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 4-foot outgoing high tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 3 mph. The first low tide Tuesday will be 0 foot at 12:15 a.m., with a 4-foot high tide at 7. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday features a mix of conditions, starting with clean waves around 3+ feet early Wednesday, ideal for longboarding. However, afternoon winds shift to choppy with 9 to 11 mph, making it less appealing. Thursday maintains similar patterns with morning clean surf transitioning to choppy. By Friday, expect persistent choppy waves at 3+ feet, with stronger winds making for a bumpy experience. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 59 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:27 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:08. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny weather today, with a high around 66 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, we can expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 55 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Wednesday with a high near 67 and light west winds. Thursday and Friday will be partly sunny with highs near 66 and 65, respectively. Nights will remain mostly cloudy with lows around 54. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a significant shift, Democrats in San Francisco are advocating for a move towards the center, promoting an ideology they call new pragmatism. Local party leaders, fearing another national defeat, argue that extreme progressive ideas have led to losses in Washington, D.C. They propose issues like fully staffing police departments, lowering housing costs, and addressing educational gaps for Black and Hispanic students. San Francisco Democratic Party Chair Nancy Tung emphasizes the need for change, stating, "There's a reckoning to be had." Now on to sports. Cade Cunningham led the Pistons with 33 points as Detroit beat the Knicks 100-94 in Game 2. Snapping a 15-game playoff skid and evening the series. It's their first postseason win since 2008. Dennis Schroeder added 20 off the bench. The series shifts to Detroit on Thursday for Game 3. In local sports, Yesterday afternoon in Detroit, the Padres fell to the Tigers 6-4. Despite Tatis scoring early, it wasn't enough. The Kinstries' three hits, including a crucial single, propelled Detroit, and Sheets added a solo shot for San Diego, but the Friars couldn't rally. Vasquez took the loss, allowing four earned runs, as the Friars are now 16-7. Tomorrow afternoon, they face the Tigers in Detroit for Game 2 of a three-game series. Nick Pivetta, with a 1.57 ERA, matches up against Jack Flaherty, who sports a 2.53 ERA. First pitch is at 3:40, with partly cloudy skies and temperatures around 65 degrees. Last night, the Kings thrilled fans in the City of Angels with a nail-biting 6-5 victory over the Oilers. Philip Denault's last-minute goal sealed the win. Adrian Kempe and Kevin Fiala each added a goal and two assists. Tomorrow night, the Kings battle Edmonton for Game 2 at the Crypt. Tonight, the Lakers look to bounce back against the Timberwolves at home. The Lakers are favored by 2.5 points and aim to bring the series even at one game apiece. In top news, a Boeing jet intended for China's CMN Airlines has returned to the United States production hub in Seattle, burdened by tariffs imposed during the trade war. The 737 MAX, which was painted with Fireman livery, made its journey back after facing a staggering 125% tariff, causing its price to soar. Reports indicate that China has instructed its airlines to halt deliveries of Boeing jets, as the country controls approximately 20% of global aircraft demand over the next two decades. The future of Boeing's orders and deliveries remains uncertain amid these rising costs. In business news, MicroStrategy, the world's largest corporate holder of Bitcoin, has made headlines with its recent acquisition of 6,556 units of the digital currency, totaling $555.8 million. This purchase, made between April 14th and April 20th, was revealed in a filing with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. Following this announcement, MicroStrategy stock rose by 1% to $320. With this latest acquisition, the company now holds over 500,000 bitcoins, valued at approximately $47 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $88,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $1,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 10% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Verizon Fios is preparing for a significant expansion, according to their CEO, Soumyanna Ryan Sampath. Currently limited in availability, Fios is set to reach 10 million new eligible homes across the United States, thanks to the acquisition of Frontier in a $20 billion deal. Sampath shared that Fios will move beyond its current presence in 9 states and Washington, D.C., expanding to nearly 30 states. This transformation aims to bring Fios offerings to many more households, enhancing customer satisfaction nationwide. Entertainment news. Christopher Nolan, a master of filmmaking, has captivated audiences with his unique blend of blockbuster appeal and artistic vision. As he works on his next project based on The Odyssey, we reflect on his impressive filmography. Nolan has become a household name, reminiscent of legends like Steven Spielberg. His films, from Following to Inception, showcase his ability to blend complex narratives with stunning visuals. Each movie, whether it's the heart-wrenching Interstellar or the groundbreaking The Dark Knight, challenges viewers while pushing cinematic boundaries. Nolan's evolution as a filmmaker continues to redefine blockbuster cinema. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the South African bishop and social rights activist, Desmond Tutu. And he said, "Do your little bit of good where you are. It's those little bits of good put together that overwhelm the world." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.